This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And we will begin today with the once and future story of one of the great companies in the American playbook, General Electric. Founded by Thomas Edison, built on the light bulb for decades, a mainline industrial manufacturer in this country. The thing is that for a long time now, GE hasn't been that. It's been a financial firm among the biggest of the bigs. But today, CEO Jeff Immelt said the company is going back to its roots and will be selling off most of its financial arm, GE Capital, over the next couple of years. First up will be a big chunk of its real estate business. That is going to be offloaded to Blackstone. And then, left standing when all is said and done, will be GE, maker of things. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at why GE is doing what it's doing and what that might tell us about the rest of American finance.
GE's lending business goes way back.
You know what I just love about our GE? Because of the moist, cold refrigeration, you never have to cover dishes.
See your GE dealer about his liberal allowance and credit terms. You'll be glad you did.
Tom O'Boyle is the author of At Any Cost, Jack Welch, General Electric, and the Pursuit of Profit. He says GE's lending arm was a very small part of the business, used mostly to finance the purchase of its products until Jack Welch took the helm in the early 80s.
And Welch grew it from 8% to about 45% in his 20 years. Welch made 1,000 acquisitions, and 800 of them were in finance.
Jack Welch saw bonanza in finance.
Jeff Madrick is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation and author of Age of Greed. He says GE realized it could make lots of money in finance with far fewer employees than manufacturing.
And eventually became a full-fledged mortgage lender and a subprime mortgage lender.
We now know where this story is headed. Many companies got into or expanded their financial business. They took too much risk, made too many bad loans. Madrick says now GE's getting out of a business it never fully understood. And in the bigger picture?
Finance is not coming back in a big way. It's okay. It's profitable. The big banks are still here and making loads of money, but the return on investment no longer is there.
It's not that finance is dying, says Jim Wilcox. He's a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.
Instead, I would say that the bubbles popped, the damage was done, but now we're going to have a financial sector that is going to be sturdier, and it's going to be sturdier because it'll be the serious devoted firms that remain in it.
And more regulated ones. GE was labeled a systemically important financial institution a few years ago, meaning more oversight and capital requirements. It doesn't want to be that important anymore, or at least not that kind of important. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
One more quick thought about GE before we get on with things. Part of the big news today was that the company is going to use some or maybe all, I don't know, of the proceeds that it gets from unwinding GE Capital. It's going to be $50 billion to buy back its stock. That ties it with Apple, as it happens, for the biggest share buyback ever in straight dollar terms. Works out, though, to a quite amazing 19% of GE shares outstanding.